and hollering must mean it's time for the Demented News!
Yeah!
I'm Whimsical Will, whooping it up!
You need to be at least 1.2 meters tall to ride, and be free of any conditions that may be aggravated by high-speed spinning.
Beat in my pants, I'm peeping in my pants, I'm peeping in my pants, I'm peeping in my pants.
Well, when it comes to the latest fashion craze, you could be a whiz at it.
I gotta pay.
There's a brand of designer jeans called Wet Pants Denim with a wet spot that looks like the person wearing them just couldn't hold it.
Oh, no! Someone peed in my pants!
Well, they say Wet Pants Denim delivers the appearance of authentic urinary incontinence without the discomfort.
I will pee all over my pants, and then who's gonna end up looking bad?
Take a look at them online. It's the wet look with a dry feel.
Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Oh, now don't give them any ideas.
Set the terror level at code brown, because I need to change my pants.
Well, the designer says there are people who actually do enjoy the wet pants look.
You ain't cool! Unless you pee your pants.
This design aims to bridge a gap in the market for those who pee their pants in search of a specific aesthetic.
What is this, a pee-pee party?
Could it be a number one bestseller?
Affirmative, number one.
Not sure who leaked this story, but in the fashion world, you're in style.
Don't think it's yours just because you marked it with your urine.
In fact, on a scale from 1 to 10, you're an 8.
I know urine, and that's urine.
Sister Mary. Carnita, Sister Mary, Philomena.
A retired nun admits to embezzling more than $800,000.
Stop that nonsense.
Sister Mary Margaret Krupper.
Sister Mary Elephant.
Sister Mary Margaret Krupper is a former principal at St. James Catholic School in Torrance, California.
Nice nun.
The nun touchable.
She used tuition fees and donations to subsidize casino gambling expenses and credit card payments.
In an attempt to make the church more commercial.
Yeah, she stole to pay for her gambling habit.
Becoming a nun doesn't make you a saint.
She admitted to falsifying school financial reports to cover up her fraudulent conduct.
One of us can go undercover as a nun and infiltrate the convent.
It's none of her business as a non-profit, and she is reportedly very sorry for any harm she's caused.
So, I understand that you are a nun?
She didn't send any money to the Pope via papal and kept her vow of poverty because she ended up with none.
If anyone, it was that nun.
And conventional wisdom would dictate that anyone in the church who aided her scheme would be part of a Kyrie liaison.
Go scare it, nun.
I'm Whimsical Will with Nonsense on the Demented News.
That was awesome! You sure did spin! When we get back to the station, please exit to the far side and collect any loose belongings.